When Search Engines Attack, this is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network. Presented by Panera Bread. Presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Presented by TheraWorks Relief. Google's CEO appeared before Congress last week in another one of those spectacles where politicians try to root out political bias. Republicans were unhappy with the way Google handles conservative websites.
Conservative individuals and organizations have had their pro-Trump content tagged as hate speech or had their content reduced in search results.
Democrats made similar observations, although they were a little more gleeful about it.
Right now, if you Google the word idiot under images, a picture of Donald Trump comes up. I just did that.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai tried to explain that no, it's not because there are anti-Trump Google employees constantly sabotaging the president's image.
We use a robust methodology to reflect what is being said about any given topic at any particular time.
And fairly or unfairly, what is being said about Donald Trump frequently includes the I word. If it's any consolation, when I Googled the word moron, an image of Senator Elizabeth Warren popped up first, followed by Homer Simpson. Trump was number 7. But I think there's a lesson here. We should not be hauling Google executives before Congress. We should all just stop Googling nasty words. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.